Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I can't believe it. It is the most puzzling, wonderful, rewarding thing I think we've seen in baseball in many, many years. He is the talk of the baseball world in English and Spanish and any other language that's close at hand. Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando Valenzuela of the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are back in the World Series, so there'll be a lot of nostalgia for that amazing pitcher from back in the day who died at the age of 63. What'd he die of? That's not very old.
I don't actually know. I hadn't dug into it.
Anywho.
I was not part of his medical team.
He was unhittable for like a couple of seasons there. Just absolutely unhittable.
Right. And he was kind of a pudgy, unassuming looking Mexican guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And just filthy stuff, though, as we say in the baseball world. yeah.
And
good times.
And really credited with, I didn't realize this, but it really opened up the whole Spanish player thing and players
yes.
from other countries coming over. It really, you know, brought us to the baseball we got today, where a lot of the best players don't speak English and are from some other country.
Yeah, which I don't love exactly, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a global sport.
Fernando, by the way, I heard this on NPR today, could speak English. He just didn't want to. So he always did everything through an interpreter.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did everything through an interpreter. He just didn't want to talk to people.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. He didn't want to talk to the media.
Right.
Anywho.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Fernando, what were you thinking as you faced Jones in the fourth inning? No comprendo. What do you think I was thinking? I was thinking I want to get the friggin' guy out. What a stupid question.
Are you disappointed in the way the season ended? Yeah, we lost. Of course I am. What the hell?
I'm thrilled. I was hoping we'd have a crappy season. Shut up. No comprende. That's easier.
That's funny. So we're 13 days out, and things are getting super ugly, I guess, behind the scenes, according to a couple of different journalists I read. The pressure, I was just reading this, the pressure on news outlets to not do anything that could possibly help Trump is at fever pitch.
Wow.
Which
wow, I do not doubt that for a second.
I don't either.
What sort of pressure? Can you describe the sort of pressure you think they're feeling? Because I'm picturing everything from in the pickup line for their kids at their very expensive private schools to their social circles, in their newsrooms.
I'm guessing that a lot of it is professional and personal, that what you just described there. It's just all your friends agree with your politics. And we'll give you so much crap if you do anything that's within 100 miles of balanced coverage of the election.
Right, right. And you have to remember, as our fellow cynics, I think a lot of you are, that a lot of these people buy the most overheated of their own rhetoric. And so if I were to do a story critical of Kamala, I would be ushering in the new Hitler who's going to end our democracy, getting him a foot closer to the White House. And that's unforgivable from their fevered point of view.
I've got such a good example for you here. So I mentioned yesterday when I came in, I said, good God, I watched the ABC Evening News last night. And it was as if the newscast, because everybody's doing the first segment pretty much on the election, although last night they did the first segment on McDonald's Quarter Pounders, which is one of my favorite topics, making people sick across the country, including killing a person, apparently.
Not in the usual way, just the E. coli, apparently.
Yeah, not in a slow, you get obese and lethargic way, but it's got E. coli
heart disease, et cetera, yeah.
Anyway, so I was watching the ABC Evening News, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I mean, you got to at least pretend. Well, here's an example. This is from Monday night, because it was a big news weekend with all kinds of different stuff happening to both campaigns. Here's Nora O'Donnell's opening to the CBS Evening News. See if you feel like she's leaning one way or the other.
Election Day is just over 2 weeks away, and the fight for every single last undecided vote in battleground states is intensifying. Vice President Kamala Harris is targeting disaffected Republican voters by hitting the trail with Liz Cheney in the crucial blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Cheney was a powerful Republican congresswoman, and today she called Harris a responsible adult. As for former President Donald Trump, he was back in North Carolina again pushing false claims about FEMA and immigrants. That's after he spent the weekend slinging a crude insult at Harris, engaging in lewd locker room talk about the late golfing legend Arnold Palmer, and staging a campaign stunt at a Pennsylvania McDonald's.
I mean, I was expecting it to be too much, but that right. is crazy. That is crazy. Staging a photo op at a closed McDonald's, putting all of the editorial opinion in your little blurb about what was a very successful, by the way, very typical sort of campaign stop.
A question for you. If that had been a press release from the DNC, how would it have differed?
It wouldn't at all. So Kamala Harris is campaigning with Republicans who call her a great leader. Evil Trump is going around lying and doing phony photo ops.
And talking about Arnold Palmer's crank. How dare he?
Right.
You know what's interesting, Jack, is I watched NBC News that same night, and it was virtually word for word the same in tone and structure.
So again, to the point that they're under tremendous pressure to not do anything that would help Trump in any way. So does Nora O'Donnell...
Liz Cheney's lost her mind, by
yeah,
the way.
I want to talk about that topic, too.
Okay.
But, so, does Nora O'Donnell know what she just did? Or, I mean, are they... I've been wondering this for a long time, as you know. Like, the debate, when she was on there with, what's her name? The other one from Face the Nation. The two CBS people. It's like, do they know what they're doing? Are they so... so in the bubble of people that agree with them, it doesn't even feel like they're being biased. That's what I think.
I think it's the second one.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think Nora O'Donnell feels like, no, I'm doing fair coverage of what happened over the weekend. Trump's evil and Kamala's great. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're either completely committed to that and yeah, I can't decide now. I'm going back and forth because I was going to say they're both she and Kristen Welker are bright enough to understand how they're coming off. But then I started thinking, well, maybe they don't care that they're coming off that way because everybody whose opinion they value in their lives agrees with that point of view. So I don't know how deliberate and how unconscious it is, honestly, but it is absolutely egregious.
That was... I would have had to sit down for a half an hour and really put some work into it to do as good a job of campaigning for Kamala Harris as that opening 45 seconds was on the CBS Evening News.
Right.
Let's make her sound bipartisan, have a good quote from a Republican about what a great leader she will be, and then point out and exaggerate any awful thing that Trump did. Taking a completely normal photo op and making it seem negative somehow.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there we have it. There it is.
So, and I also always think, I think, you know, half the country is or more is going to vote for Trump. They hate when you do that. They hate it a lot. It makes them more likely to vote for Trump, not less. You think you're convincing people? You are convincing them to vote for Trump because it's so clear that the mainstream media is in the bag for Kamala.
Well, and as a guy who can't wait to get post-Trump and get back to just defending conservative values and policies, I think anything that beclowns the mainstream media and points out their egregious biases is probably a good thing. They've rendered themselves ridiculous.
God, I'd say so. So anyway, Kamala Harris did an interview yesterday. She didn't do hardly any campaign stuff because she had a couple of interviews. It's interesting. If she ever
did no appearances of any sort.
When she has an interview, she does not campaign. Even 2 weeks out. Is it that taxing or she has to be that focused to try to get through an interview without a complete mess up? I don't know. But anyway, she sat down with NBC, and here's a little bit of that.
It's a judgment question. That's why I ask. Can the American people trust you in these moments, even when it's maybe uncomfortable? It sounds like what you're saying is you feel like you never saw anything like that from President Biden.
Hold on. I got to set that up, or nobody will have any idea what they're talking about, because we left out what their setup is there. So, is it Haley Jackson? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was asking Kamala Harris about Biden's mental state, and did you ever see it? And you've stood up for his mental state, even though 75% of Americans believe he shouldn't be president, and he embarrassed himself in the debate. So what gives? How can people trust you?
It's a judgment question. That's why I ask. Can the American people trust you in these moments, even when it's maybe uncomfortable? It sounds like what you're saying is you feel like you never saw anything like that from President Biden.
I have worked with Joe Biden, whether hours and hours and hours over these 4 years, whether it be in the Situation Room or the Oval Office. Joe Biden is the one who was able to bring NATO together during a crisis where for the first time in 70 years, Europe saw and has seen war. Joe Biden has done the work that has been about being a leader on what we have done to fix so much of what has been broken in terms of the economy because of Donald Trump's mismanagement. I speak with not only sincerity, but with a real firsthand account of watching him do this work. I have no reluctance in saying that. No, of course I don't.
That doesn't sound like a dodge at all.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, wow.
And the follow-up should be, well, the stuff I said, 75% of Americans think he shouldn't be president again, which is why he stepped down. We all saw him at the debate. George Clooney wrote an op-ed for the New York Times saying the guy at the debate is who he saw at a fundraiser. You're really saying you never saw that?
Yeah, this is why I wasn't that enthused about Bret Baier asking the question in that interview. She would just repeat what she just said.
Again, I think they think they're helping themselves. It's doing more harm than good. Well, so what would be a good answer? Is there a good answer? Are we being fair to her? Maybe there's not a good answer.
No, there's not. No, the dodge is the only fair answer because he was senile and she knew it. I will credit Hallie Jackson with a reasonably, probing question there on NBC News. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the great scandals of, I think it'll be written about years from now. It doesn't feel like a scandal now, but she and others covered up for a guy who should not be president. He shouldn't be president right this moment.
Right.
He's having conversations with Lloyd Austin, I'm sure, about this whole North Korea troops and Russia thing. Is he able to understand what the hell's going on? Is he awake? Is the Secretary of State and the SecDef, are they making decisions without input from the president because he's not having a good day? This should be known.
I need more evidence to answer your question. Can we listen to clip 42, please? This is Biden yesterday in Concord, New Hampshire.
This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually kill someone who he believes to be a threat to. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political lock him up. Lock him out. That's what we have to do.
Lock him up.
Wow.
Politically
you
lock
good time,
him out.
Joe?
Wow. Wow.
Boy. Well, He'll be gone in January? That's quite a ways away. January 20th.
Yeah, that's an awful long time given the geopolitical tensions.
November, December, January. That's 3 months from a couple of days ago. 3 months is a long time to be president when your brain works like that.
Don't mess with the minimum wage unless you want to get the benefit.
The missile crisis was what, 12 days?
Yeah, exactly. We got more on the way. Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here, and as you all know, for Joe and I, our dogs are among our favorite family members.
And we're excited to start adding DinoVite, a 3-in-1 daily supplement, to their food.
DinoVite is so confident that you will see results, they will let you try it for free so you have nothing to lose.
Just go to DinoVite.com/radio to try DinoVite for free. That's DinoVite.com/radio. DinoVite.com/radio.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
As Cybersecurity Awareness Month winds down, LifeLock reminds you to update your software regularly. These updates fix security flaws that could be exploited by identity thieves, but don't stop there. LifeLock offers comprehensive identity theft protection that goes the extra mile. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious use of your info, but also takes action to resolve identity theft issues guaranteed or your money back. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, Stone of a Pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is going viral. Pizza Hut is offering a new experience to diners in New York. Take a look at this.
The restaurant chain is opening up a one-person reservation-only restaurant beginning today in Queens. Diners, or rather the diner at the restaurant, will get 15 minutes to enjoy their very own 6-inch personal pan pizza.
New Yorkers were like, to us, that's a 4-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, I think the visual matters on that. It's a little shed that's made to look like a Pizza Hut, but it only has room for one person to sit in there and eat a little pizza.
I like that, being left alone. Where do I sign up?
Yeah, I'm busy eating. We barely have any time. Look at that. Anyway, a couple of other consumer-related stories that I found were interesting. Starbucks, Jack, you're a big Starbucks guy. I only really hit Starbucks in an airport once in a while. I'm kind of a coffee-at-home type, but... they've been taking on water. Can you say that about a company that sells liquids? Probably not. But they've been struggling mightily of late. And they've got a new CEO, Brian Nickel, who's taken over from the old guy who drove it into the ground. And he's credited with saving Chipotle and Yum Brands and that sort of thing. So the stock's way up. But I'm just curious what you think, and fellow Starbucks fans think. His new message slogan is back to Starbucks.
I like that. I like that.
And they're going to get away from the hyper-efficient, highly digital, robotic mixed drinks and get more into the coffee shop feel.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of that. As a guy who goes in there and gets coffee, they have 9,000 different kinds of drinks you can get that aren't coffee.
Well, here's the thing. It's going to be less hyper-efficient, though. It's going to be slower and more relaxed.
Well, I know they're going to pare down the menu because there are something like 8,000 different sorts of things you can order, and they're going to try to pare that way, 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 way back, which would help. A big other part of it, too, is the way they handled their bathroom situation because of that thing that happened in Philadelphia with the people they didn't allow in the bathroom, and it was college kids, and they have blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so every bathroom situation, every Starbucks in America is horrible, and that's a problem. It used to be a very nice, clean place you could go to and know you could go in there. Like when my kids were younger, that is the one you could count on to go find a nice, clean bathroom, and then that all went away.
One report I saw referenced the 1998 joke in The Onion that I still remember, oddly enough, the satirical headline, New Starbucks Opens in Restroom of Existing Starbucks.
Right.
Starbucks had 2,500 stores at the time. Today it has triple that many in China alone.
Wow.
And about 40,000 worldwide.
I didn't know Starbucks was a big thing in China.
You know what I didn't get to is chaos packaging. It's the new trend in consumer goods, chaos packaging. Unexpected packaging like ice cream tubs of tampons. That's for Tim Walz. And sunscreen from a whipped cream can. That's the new trend. Look for it on shelves near you. I'll explain later on.
Speaking of Tampon Tim, he dropped some bad language himself yesterday.
Oh, no.
Among other things on the way.
A knucklehead.
Armstrong and Getty.
Now, the big wireless companies want to limit you to two choices when it comes to data, unlimited or unlimited. And guess what? Both are stupidly expensive. Now stop overpaying for data that you're never, ever going to use. That's like paying for a pot of coffee when all you need is a cup, or filling your entire truck bed full of gas when you only need a tank. Now, with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, you get to choose how much data that you actually want and need. And for example, for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, and they'll include mobile hotspot and roaming in 50-plus countries. Stop overpaying for wireless. Get America's best 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. The switch is simple, fast, and easy. No contract to sign, no activation fee.
and you keep your phone and your phone number. Pound 250. Keyword. Save now the same service for much less for a...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Forever he was saying, she never worked at McDonald's, he never, right. So now he took himself to McDonald's, that was, McDonald's that was closed, and he wasn't wearing a hairnet, which really bothered me.
Yeah.
No net? Really? I don't want your french fries.
She actually worked in a McDonald's, she didn't go and pander and disrespect McDonald's workers by standing there in your red tie and take a picture.
You worked briefly as a fry cooker, without a hairnet, I might add.
I listened to some punditry around this, a lot of punditry around this from super smart people on both sides. Almost all of them agreeing that that was a brilliant photo op PR thing that Trump did. But it wouldn't have been a very big deal, really, because that sort of thing happens all the time, if the Democrats hadn't, like, jumped on it and made it into such a big deal and criticized it so much and given it so much attention. And I heard it used as the example of taking the bait. Remember how ridiculous it was that Kamala Harris so easily baited Trump into talking about his rallies instead of immigration and the economy. People yeah. leave your rallies. Oh, wait a second. No, they don't. They did the same thing with the McDonald's op. He shows up at McDonald's and then the left goes nuts and they can't stop talking about it. And they're trying to describe why it was awful. Just allows more coverage of Trump there in his tie serving fries, and that works for some reason for Trump in a way that other politicians would look ridiculous.
Well, I think it's partly that, you know, he's a big famous billionaire celebrity, and so it's just amusing to see him doing that, and he's good at it. But yeah, the so-called backlash to it had a very frantic, why you mad, bro, feel to it.
Right.
It's just, what are you so mad about?
Yeah.
Yes, we know it was a staged event. What do you think, he actually, like, got a job there? What are you even trying to say? Kind of funny.
Yeah, but, so I came across this. They had to close down the Yelp reviews of that McDonald's because people started trolling them so much.
Yelp reviews of McDonald's?
Well,
yeah, 2 stars. It tastes like every other McDonald's. What the hell?
Well, there's people trolling the fact. There's like, for instance, this one that I was funny. Tried the McDonald's in Feasterville today. Customer service was a joke. A senile old man got bronzer on my fries.
Okay, that's funny.
Senile old man got bronzer on my fries, didn't wear gloves, repeated himself several times. Something about Ronald McDonald in the showers at the golf club. I don't know. 0 stars.
You know, that's funny.
Ronald McDonald would come out of the locker room and all the other clowns would be like, whoa, there's a clown.
He was a real clown. He was all clown. Hey, we got a couple, not one, but a couple of emails. First of all, I saw a story, something to the effect of McDonald's workers have been sworn to secrecy or something about the Kamala Harris working there and not working there years and years and years ago. But a couple of people wrote, almost back to back, this is Dell. If Harris worked at McDonald's in the 70s or thereabouts, it would be recorded on her Social Security account. I worked at a garden shop in the early 60s, and it's right there how much I made and how much was withheld for Social Security. And then Gabe said, gents, Social Security keeps track of your work history. They have my 2 weeks at McDonald's from 1984. I was the most incredible fry guy, by the way. Amazing with my human hands. That's funny, Gabe.
I think she's working at McDonald's, she claims, in 82, because she and I and you are the same age. I don't know. I suppose if she made that up, that's an interesting story. I don't think the fact that she did work at McDonald's is that interesting. If she claims she didn't, that would be an interesting thing to do.
Right, and it's all in service to that whole, I grew up in a hard scrabble working class neighborhood and family, which is clearly not true. But the fact that, you know, this much time and energy is being spent scrutinizing that claim is a little silly anyway, in my opinion. I mean, there are plenty of world leaders and thinkers who grew up in a fair amount of wealth. And were brilliant and effective. Likewise, Abe Lincoln could not have been more poor. They were starving, and he's one of the great presidents ever.
No, a lot of our founding fathers were quite wealthy and come from wealthy families. FDR, Churchill, there's all kinds of examples. Sure. Here's Tim Walz yesterday on the campaign trail. We could discuss this a little bit.
I'm going to talk about his running mate. His running mate, Elon Musk. Seriously, Elon's on that stage, jumping around, skipping like a dipshit on these things. You know it.
Wow.
Listen to that crowd, though.
Think about it. Think about that. That guy is literally the richest man in the world. Spending millions of dollars to help Donald Trump buy an election.
Man, Tim Walz is way better at that sort of thing than he is sitting for an interview. I'll tell you that. He just seems so lost, deer in the headlights, and uncomfortable in interviews in front of a big crowd doing the whole, you know, populism lefty thing. He's really good at that. But were there any headlines?
Old tampon Tim, who puts tampons in boys' rooms. Old coach, well, assistant coach Tim, mocking a guy who's the richest guy on earth because he's built so many incredibly innovative companies. Okay. All right.
That's the leftist populism thing. But were there any headlines about vulgarity? The Harris campaign lowering themselves to vulgarity to try to describe their opponents, like they did.
Norah O'Donnell missed that one,
They did with Trump all weekend long. Or does the left get to call somebody a dip ass, but the right can't? I mean, come on. Yes, Katie.
I just found it striking that he was saying that, considering that his son's on the spectrum, and we all know that Elon Musk is on the spectrum. So to be calling him a dip ass for jumping around on the stage like he did, mm-hmm. That's kind of a double standard too.
Yeah, he's an a-hole. Tim Walz is not a nice person.
And I'm a knucklehead at times.
So just on voting...
You're a lion a-hole is what you are.
Just on voting in general, I don't know if you agree with this or not. This is my take on the whole voting thing. For instance, you've got Liz Cheney out there campaigning hard for Kamala Harris. Talking about what a great leader she's going to be and how she'll get abortion back to where it needs to be. Liz Cheney was one of the most hardcore pro-life Republican people we've had in recent decades. She co-authored legislation that would have banned abortion nationwide.
From the moment of conception.
And now she's on stage with Kamala Harris pushing Kamala because she doesn't like Trump. So I get not liking Trump.
Right.
I don't get puffing up Kamala Harris, so I'm confused by that whole thing.
Well,
either direction.
Some of the things Liz Cheney's saying specifically about abortion are just bizarre, given her sponsorship of that bill, that whether you want to call it conception or fertilization, it was like from the moment sperm meets egg, that is a human being. Now she's saying that, well, with Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, some of the things being done in the states, I mean, these six-week deadlines for having an abortion. It's gone too far. So I'm in favor of Kamala. The way she despises Trump, I think, has caused her to lose her freaking mind. I mean, you could endorse Kamala. You could do the John Kelly, you think he's a dictator thing. You could make all manner of speeches and actions and not campaign with her, making just inexplicable claims about abortion specifically. I mean, it's mystifying what's going on with Liz Cheney.
I have a number of conservative or libertarian-type friends who can't vote for Donald Trump, but you don't need to go around inflating Kamala Harris over it, or vice versa. I don't understand. My point of view is one of those two people are going to win. And so which one would you prefer? Is not a horrible position. I don't quite get the you hold your vote so precious. that even behind closed doors, in a state that wouldn't matter, you can't pull the lever for one person because, like, God's watching or your soul is hurt or something? I don't quite get that. One of those two people are going to be in charge of the country. Which would you rather have? I don't understand why people can't answer that question.
I could go into that, but after a quick word from Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, it's you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on at least two player stat projections, up to six, and watch the winnings roll in.
Pretty cool. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. So if you tend to be good at this, you should jump on that right away. Prize Picks puts its members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes.
And Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. So, you know, go a little, go a lot, pick a couple of guys, pick a half a dozen, whatever you want. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code Armstrong. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Armstrong on Prize Picks. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. And you don't need to win to get that $50 bonus. It's guaranteed either way. Prize Picks, run your game. In answer to your question, if you think both choices are terrible and it doesn't matter what your vote is, why would you bother voting? I mean, if you don't, if
well, that's fine, but I don't understand the lack of willingness of people just to say, who would you rather have be president? I feel like it's being a pacifist. It's taking the easy way out. It's like, I'm a pacifist. Okay, that's fine, but war exists, and you have to have an opinion, or you've just decided not to participate. Who would you rather have be president? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just a question of how you look at life, I guess, and morality. If you think they're both monsters, don't vote for either one of them. Vote for a third party, or don't vote for anybody. Vote for senator, vote for Congress. I think that's a perfectly defensible position. It's difficult to come up with a good metaphor that compares. You know, like your war one, pacifism, that's a good one, but it doesn't
because it's
quite
gonna
fit.
Happen whether you participate or not. Would you like to have a role in it? With
what
one
role?
Of them, a role in, one or the other.
Unless you're in a swing state, it's a purely symbolic role.
True. But I just feel like it's an easy out. It's like, when I'm in a crowd with people, I'm a pacifist. Okay, so you don't have to engage in the real conversation of what's going to happen here. Fine, then go stand in the corner. But in the real world, these things are happening. Pick one or the other. I don't understand it.
Why? I don't...
To engage one of the most important things that goes on in the country?
In a purely symbolic way.
I don't think it's a
You can have a strong and learned opinion on every single issue that the country faces and not cast a vote for president.
Well, I guess as an individual at your home, sure. But as you have any sort of public role, I guess I'm thinking about Liz Cheney and lots of different people. You have any sort of public role, one of two people are going to win. So.
True.
What? I don't get it. The third party choice or whatever, I guess you can kind of make the argument toward that. You're trying to help build another party, which could happen over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I voted for libertarians for a long time, because I wanted to pull the Republican Party closer to, liberty in general. Small L libertarianism. The Libertarian Party is often crackpot, but small L libertarianism. Any thoughts on this discussion? mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com is the email address. That's mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Or if you'd like to text us, if that's more your style, 415-295-KFTC. 415-295-KFTC.
Eminem's all in for Kamala Harris now. I feel like he's crossed that line and dyeing your hair and your beard to where now it looks ridiculous. You can do it for a while, but now he's at the age where it looks silly.
So your criticism is not extending to his endorsement of a progressive moron, but indeed is rejection of the inevitable signs of aging.
I really do not look to musicians, rappers of any kind to tell me what's the best direction to go.
For me, it's oboists. An oboist I can trust because they're not showy.
Poets.
They're earnest. They work hard.
I'm into the poet. What do the poets think? That's what I always say. My first question. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I was going to make another musical note. The thing about the Eagles is they never overplayed. The silences, the space between the notes, that's the key.
Justin Bieber suing his managers for squandering $300 million fortune. That'll be quite the story if it's true.
Oh, Woo. That would hurt.
Woo!
Oh, man, that's the tale as old as time. Management ripping off a creative artist.
Woo! Oh. Especially if you're like a 14-year-old.
If you heard the preceding discussion about voting and not voting and that sort of thing, and just everything we've been talking about, you'll enjoy this note from Ryan in Houston. Guys, in a couple of weeks, it will be President-elect Pumpkin Spice Hitler or Kamala, is this my butt or a hole in the ground?
Pumpkin Spice Hitler. That is clever. You should send that to Fallon. That's good.
That's really clever, Ryan. If you look at the candidates that way, you should just expect the one you don't like to win, and then find out who's running for your city council, because that'll be a better use of your time, instead of hoping your god emperor wins and smites your enemies.
That's a good email right there.
Yeah, and then he says, P.S., it's my birthday. Can you play The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? No. No, we can't.
Fellas, it's been good to know ya.
Oh, boy. So I mentioned chaos packaging earlier. Companies are selling sunscreen in whipped cream cans, water in tall boys, better known for beer, and tampons in ice cream tubs as surprising packaging becomes a sharper tool for marketers.
I have noticed the beverages in different kinds of cans thing. Interesting. And for some reason, it's appealing.
Marketing and venture capital consultant, you've never heard of him, calls the trend chaos packaging. Other examples include Ilva Serrano's Engine Gin, which comes in motor oil containers, and Moschino's Fresh Couture Perfume, which is packaged in window cleaner-like spray bottles.
I hadn't thought about this, but like I bought a bottle of water at the store, and it came in a can like a beer can or a pop can or something. For some reason, I chose that because I just thought it was kind of cool or something. I don't know.
I think that's it. This marketing guy explains packages that cause some kind of cognitive dissonance are more likely to capture the attention of shoppers than traditional boxes, bottles, and cans.
Interesting.
So and that appeals to brands, particularly as advertising becomes more expensive, suppliers battle for shelf space, and direct-to-consumer model popularized by startups in the 2010s begins to sag under the weight of logistics costs and consumers' desires for one-stop shopping.
I've got this new tomato soup that comes in a shoebox. Yes, Katie.
Wow, there's some logistical challenges to that idea, but
there's a really cool brand called Liquid Death, and they sell water, but they sell it in a tall can that looks like a beer at, like, concerts and stuff. So if you're not drinking, you don't feel the pressure of, you know. Right.
That's actually one of the very brands that they highlight in this article. Well done, yeah. I'm just going to say it. Flo, which is the company that sells ladies' devices in the ice cream thing, said its packaging nods to the sugar and fat cravings that often descend upon women during their periods. But the company especially wanted to make sure its products caught shoppers' eyes on shelves packed with long-established brands. I think it's smart.
I like
it's silly.
I like my brown gravy to come in a salt shaker. That's just the way I am.
Venture-backed olive oil startup Grazza became a millennial favorite primarily thanks to choosing squeezable condiment-like bottles instead of the traditional glass for olive oil.
Right. Yeah. Huh. I'll be darned. I fell for it subliminally or subconsciously or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the tampoons in the ice cream.
Mind your own damn business.
Tampoons. I like that. We'll be stealing that one for years and years. Yeah. That's funny. Well, whatever it takes to get attention, I guess.
Chaos packaging, Joe.
That's right. They give the example of this guy who's a big guy in the field. He founded EOS in 2008, a skincare company that packaged lip balm in spheres rather than sticks.
Right. I remember that craze started. Yeah. Huh. I'll be darned. We're so easily manipulated and we don't even notice it. Boy, the October surprise maybe has dropped about Trump. I almost said Hitler. Oh, my God.
Oh, you.
And Getty.
They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone.
They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.